KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, the topic of transgender and identification and locker rooms and bathrooms and boys and girls and I don't know what else, just keeps finding itself into the headlines, and this time in the state of Vermont.
Yeah, and this is a story, Steve, that I think, you know, it'd be great to have people to check out. And we have both the most recent up-to-date story there, but also a video that we did with these young girls and some of the parents and others involved back when this all first broke. And it comes around the situation of Vermont high school volleyball team, a young women's team, and they were uncomfortable with the fact that a young man at the school who decided to claim that he was transgender was dressing and undressing in their locker room with them, not, you know, in a separate room or not at separate times, but with them. And at times they felt that he would just stand over in the corner and watch them get dressed or undressed. And they were very uncomfortable with this. And it wasn't that they were anti-gay or anti-trans, but it's like, you know, as one of the women in the video said, a mom, she's like, we've taught our young daughters to like protect their bodies. And they didn't feel protected being exposed like this. And come to find out, if you watch the video, this is something I think parents should know. For apparently the past year or couple of years, the school had been allowing boys who said that they were even just gay to use the girls' bathroom because, quote unquote, they weren't attracted to girls. So it was fine for them to use the bathrooms. And when any of these young women would say to the principal or teachers or, you know, those in charge, I don't feel safe, I feel uncomfortable with this, they would be told they are the harassers, that they're the ones that are the problem, and that the law protected this gay male or transgender male to use all this sort of thing. And push come to shove, what the story will tell you is when the girls really spoke out, a couple of the parents really spoke out, the school disciplined them. They suspended one of the fathers who happened to be the coach of the middle school girls soccer team without pay. They disciplined one of the girls involved, his daughter, I think, kicked her out of school for a while. And all the time were, you know, putting up negative, you know, supportive messages for the trans student and negative messages about them on, like, you know, the school's Facebook page or social media type of thing. Alliance Defending Freedom, an organization that your listeners may be familiar with, came in. There was a lawsuit. And just very recently, I think in the past couple of weeks, the court found that the school didn't have the right to do this, that they didn't have the right to suspend the father, they didn't have the right to kick this girl out of school or punish the others involved for just saying, this boy is a male and I feel uncomfortable, and that the school had done nothing to find a creative solution of how to deal with this, right? It wasn't that these folks were saying, well, there can't be a trans student in our school. They're just saying he can't, and yes, they called him a he because he's biologically a he, can't be using the girls' locker room. Go find him another locker room. Like, find a way around this so that everybody can feel, you know, safe. And they awarded the family $125,000, which included, you know, I think giving the father his job back pay, paid for their attorney fees. So this is a win, not just for this family and not just for the issue of, you know, what's a male and what's a female, but also just, I think, common sense. I mean, this is a public school, and understand they have certain laws they have to follow. But if a community wants to work together and find the right solution, they can. It doesn't have to turn into these, you know, knockdown, drag out fights if people are willing to do that.
Yeah, one of the things I noticed, and I found this story at the Daily Signal. It's dailysignal.com, the news output from Heritage Foundation. And I watched the video. And one of the things you're mentioning is the fact that the parents and the girls, I thought, were all very actually gentle in what they had to say on, you know, on camera. And I'm not saying that, I wasn't there for the whole thing, so I don't know if temperatures rose, but they were very civil about it. They seemed to be, in my opinion, very wise in reaching out to someone like the Alliance Defending Freedom to address the issue. And it's just something that's going to be regularly, from this point on, probably going to be coming to light in our kids' lives or our grandkids' lives. And It sure is good to have stories like this that we can go to and reference for how was it handled.
That's right. And you're right. I think they handled it very civilly. I think there may be plenty of other places where they would have gotten a different maybe reaction from the school officials involved, and maybe it would not have come to this. But I also think people have to know, I mean, you know, you have a lot of activists, if you will, in school systems now, and therefore they take opportunities like this and want to make it something. You know, they want to turn it into a legal battle. They want to turn it into a big public brouhaha, when if you had just been trying to look out for all parties involved and finding the right solution, you wouldn't have had to go there. But I just think people have to realize, you know, you may have people in your school systems that don't want to treat all parties involved well. They're trying to make a statement. And that's why groups like Alliance Defending Freedom, they're a great resource, because I think many families are finding out, wow, I didn't realize this was going on in my school. I didn't realize it for the past 2 years. You know, they've been letting this young man or males use a girl's bathroom and setting those kind of precedents. So just encouraging people to be aware. I mean, this is a very small town in Vermont. This is not the middle of New York City. You know, this is like a very rural looking area. You're surprised to have something like this going on, but it's happening.
Yeah. And to be honest, Genevieve, I'm getting less and less surprised. And just another reminder for students, for parents, for grandparents, for teachers, and for others involved in this, you don't need to be mean, nasty, and angry to be right. There is an opportunity for civil discourse. Thank you to the Daily Signal and the reporting done there, that we have, again, these stories to look to. And I'm sure this won't be the last, Genevieve, but so much appreciate you looking into this and getting us the information we need to better educate ourselves and be better prepared. Practice makes permanent. So
that's right. Well, thank you for bringing more attention to the story.
Yeah, we appreciate it, and look forward next Friday to another update from the Heritage Foundation. A reminder to our listeners, the Heritage Foundation is a nonprofit organization. And you can find out more about the Heritage Foundation at heritage.org. And you'll find stories like this at thedailysignal.com. Genevieve, have a great weekend, and we'll do this again next Friday.